More voices, more choices. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Off late, there has been a lot of...
We're just a few days away from...
Oh, is this the
factor? Off late, there has been a lot of discussion in our industry about abdominal deformities in shrimp. In this video, I am going to share the information I have gathered on this topic. Some of the points are scientifically proven, while others are based on my personal experience. Back to our topic. I am aware of 9 regions for shrimp abdominal deformities at the time of making this video. In West Bengal, farmers call this condition as handicapped shrimp.
We're just a few days away.
Shrimp are natural grazers. In the wild and in your aquarium, they spend the majority of their time foraging for food.
We're just a few days away from the start of shrimp season, and shrimpers can start dropping their nets starting at 6 a.m. on Tuesday. The Department of Marine Resources has been collecting shrimp samples a few times a week since mid-April.
Based on what we're seeing in the samples, the abundance looks good. We're optimistic. Brown shrimp population looks very healthy, and we'll see how the season goes.
And the
economics certainly play into this fishery, so hopefully the folks can still get out there and catch shrimp and make enough money.
And the 2026 and 2027 shrimp season here in Mississippi state waters will open up next Tuesday.
He looks like a shrimp.
Shit! Oh, fuck! Oh, sorry. Thought it was a shrimp.
Sorry.
Just the exterminators here.
Oh, yeah, you got shrimp under your house. What?
Yeah, if you don't take care of that soon, it can become a nightmare.
Yeah.
Any more than 10 and you're dealing with a full-blown infestation.
Nah, I can take care of them today. I can take care of the shrimp, but it's going to cost you.
Now, the only thing to worry about is if you have crawfish in the area. Now, crawfish I cannot do, but I know a guy that specializes specifically in crawfish.
You hear that, honey? We got shrimp.
I don't know, honey. If we got shrimp, we probably should take care of it. Yeah, so I can spray them, because you don't want shrimp getting into those suckers. They will, they'll chew on your clothes and
your money.
Yeah, leave your money out. I gotta spray it.
Oh, they love checkbooks.
They will eat that shit right up.
But crawfish, they like safes. And
honey, he's right. I mean,
want me to call my crawfish guy up?
Yeah, we should do that, Riddle.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna go outside. You sound a lot like that. Nope. No.
Easy to make, and it's always a hit with my kids. And sometimes when they can't decide between chicken and shrimp, I just do a big combo, and we can make a big batch, and it stretches for 2 days. Love us. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take about a pound of fresh shrimp.
Hair makes me feel so old. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna wash that gray right out of my
hair. Not for long.
I'm gonna wash that gray right out of my hair.
What would you name a shampoo and a conditioner that not only get a girl's hair clean and shiny?
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
But leave it with a soft, young, fresh smelling.
Hi, Peg.
Hi, honey. How's your day?
Another day, another million. Hey, I've got a game for you to play.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Oh, a surprise.
Touch your hair. What do you think of?
Straw?
You win the prize. New pro. The girls at the office use it. And I'm going to shampoo that head of straw for you.
For dinner!
Into the shrimp farm.
Your transistor radio. Head, you see, she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red. Calculator watch.
We come you live on tape. Gary's Closet, Manitoba. Little thing called shrimpfarm.crypto. My name's Electric John.
My name's Eric Estrada.
Eric, CKUW 95.9 FM welcomes you.
Yes, you can see me later. Actually, y'all be featured. We're going to take a little visit to the Egos of Hollywood Museum, aren't we, John?
I thought you were here for World of Wheels.
Oh, that's right. Me and Chevy Chase. I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not.
That's right.
Welcome to the Egos of Hollywood Museum.
This is Shrimp Farm Crypto CKW. We do this every week, twice a week, live on tape, as you know. We've just been added to the Thursday Drive Home Slow show just a few weeks back.
We love coming to you from the heart of Winnipeg.
Things are... Well, we're both coming off illness, and we're not at our best tonight. We're going to do our best to do a good show for you because we are professionals.
We are professionals, and you know what? I tried to hit up the DayQuil. I thought that would really clear me up. Like in the commercials, you see the guy going to work, he pops a DayQuil, and all of a sudden he's making trades for millions of dollars at the stock exchange. I took DayQuil, and I had a hard time driving over here.
So yeah, you got to be careful.
It's not true.
DayQuil is...
It's NyQuil, but a little less sleepy.
I think it's getting harder to drive all the time, and I think I don't think you should blame the drugs.
Absolutely, John.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're absolutely right.
You should always drive sober.
You're right. Yeah. If my driving instructor is listening out there,
It's a long time ago.
Don't put this in my file.
You had a driving instructor a very long time ago.
That's right.
So what do you think about this week on the show?
Well, I think we're going to have some great music and some great segments. I know we have an excellent local spotlight, John, a brand new song.
Okay.
But before that, maybe you've got something sweet we can play.
Yeah, some new music from...
Celebrate the heat, the summer, the sun, it's here.
The Avett Brothers, with Mike Patton. Avett Patton just came out, and they've been doing some shows. And we'll just drop one of those tracks here right now. This is the Ox Driver's song. You're listening to Shrimp Farm.
Dead Crypto.
Had declared a mandatory evacuation for Lynn Lake and surrounding areas due to wildfire. Burge and Zed Lake will close as of 12 o'clock, June 27. All individuals are required to evacuate. The city of Brandon has been selected as the host location. A reception center is located at the Victoria Inn, 3550 Victoria Avenue. Residents must leave by 4 p.m. June 27, 2026. Evacuees are encouraged to stay with family and friends. Residents staying with family or friends should email info@linlake.car, call 204-356-2418 to register. Follow all directions from local authorities. Listen for updates. Check the Town of Lynn Lake website and Facebook for up-to-date information.
brand new music from Media Puzzle, Out of the Rain. And then, of course, before that, we hear that Avett Brothers, Avett Patton, Mike Patton, the Ox Driver's song. Jason, new music all around here on the farm this week.
Mike Patton, of course, from Faith No More, among the Fantomas. A lot of great projects.
Ipecac Records. Yep.
Love Mike Patton. He's been doing experimental greatness since
Tireless.
We were teenagers.
Mr. Bungle. Mr. Bungle. I saw Tomahawk in concert. Not Tomahawk. I saw Peeping Tom, which was really good. That was just like hip-hop album.
Mr. Bungle at the Jane Fonda Theater we saw was really good.
Bungle.
Melvin's opened up.
Fantomas I saw in Toronto. Was a great show. Fantomas. Yeah. So all kinds of new music, of course. And now he's doing something with Avett Brothers. Mike Patton. Patton.
He likes to stretch himself and try new things musically. And the Avett Brothers, amazing kind of folk Americana band. They did a great album with Rick Rubin.
All right, what do we got going on?
Let's hear something that's fantastic and great and been done right here in the city. I believe it was recorded at Private Ear Studios, John. It's a new song from the Haleys on our
Local Spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, Local Spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, Local Spotlight.
You're like the post I liked in 2014. You're just the corners of my fitted sheet. You're the record on repeat. I don't know why it bothers me. No, I shouldn't care. No, I shouldn't care. You're just a paper cut, a pick on the finger. So why the hell does it hurt?
from Winnipeg's own Strawberry Punch. It's called If You Touch Me. And before that, we heard a brand new song. It's only less than a week old here, called Paper Cut by Excellent. The Haleys. Excellent. Every girl in the band, John, is named Haley.
No, I always love that about the Haleys.
It's a true name that makes sense in the band. We have one of their shirts. You bought me a Haley shirt, which I...
Yeah, I have a Haley shirt. Not like those fakers, the Ramones, who just made it all up, right?
That's right.
You know, they're not actually called Ramone. It's like, you know.
Yeah, they're fakers.
Yeah, compared to now the Haleys.
Yes, they are. Phony. The Fugazi.
The phony Ramones. Come on. Fugazi. You should have found people named Ramone and put a band together.
Absolutely.
Beat of the Week happened, and last week we had a pineapple punch. This time we had strawberry punch. That's it right. Seems like lots of time for punch. The weather's getting nice out and
it's
everything.
It's fruity drink weather. This is what's happening.
Yeah.
It's hitting us subconsciously.
And so that's why we have our summer segment starting now. Fruity.
Summer's here. Sun is hot. Fruity, fruity cocktails is what we got. Fruity, fruity. Fruity drink season. We'll be right back.
That was pretty loud, too. Miles Davis, from his album On the Corner, that was Black Satin, a fantastic song. On May 26, 2026, we celebrate Miles Davis's 100th birthday. We did celebrate, and hey, man, Miles is 100. If he was still around, it'd be amazing. He did amazing things in the whatever 64 or 5 years he was around. I love everything Miles Davis did, from his style to his music. Artistically, anyway, I didn't know him as a person, but I will say the guy represented cool in an artistic way in everything he did. Drawings, clothes, style, music especially. And speaking of style, we have a style here at shrimpfarm.crypto. More of a process where we do a thing called the beat of the week. I record some drums and I send them to John. He writes some lyrics. We record a live song on the air for you right now, and that's what we're going to do because it's time for
the beat of the week.
Let's get brand new sex to beat of the week.
Beat of the week.
Yeah!
Paranoid planet, people keeping to themselves. Can't keep toilet paper up on the shelves. Truth is now subjective, reactive, and reflexive. It's like we all forgot Star Trek, the prime directive. Federation nation, the base is percolating. Base will drop, your heart will stop, your head is contemplating. The chefs have started plating, the salmon O'Graton. I think I mean O'Groton. Tall, dark, and handsome, call me Joseph Cotton. Real wild catting, searching for the dump with the sheets of satin. Never in the streets doing rat-a-tat-tatting or any combatting. Chilling well, I'm chatting, smoking this and that.
These great plays go on forever. These fake names, they haunt the network.
Time will eat itself. Lost in the matrix, spinning through a vortex. No one can ever fake this. Disconnection first, then it's realign the taste test. Make haste, then paste it to the race with the racetrack. I think you gotta face that. It's a da-da scene, Jack. It's a better butter bean burning past a bitter payback. This war goes way back. It's ancient Pat Sajak, old school Vic Tayback. It's laid back and lost, ambivalent about the cost. Flossed like Boss Potts, OG Rosedale from the dot. Son of a judge, belly won't budge, beer's been bought. Bet you never thought, let your junk give it as good as it gets got. Get this, Copernicus, Lernicus, some knowledge. Not the type of lies that you bought in college. 4 years of books and beers, spilled tears. You got a better idea, I'm all ears. Aching for a future with far less fears. Cheers.
These great plays go on forever. These fake names, they harm the network.
Spend
Again, we used to have to make one. That's long distance call, Lorraine James. Of course, there's no such thing anymore. We've got the InfoNet.
A great hack was you'd call collect and say, you have a, and you'd call your parents and they'd say, you give a collect call from, hey, mom, I'm okay. And
then, or you have a collect call from, call me back.
Yeah. Or, you know, but you just wanted to check in. It was a good one for your, like, they'd let your parents know you're alive when you're in, like, British Columbia somewhere.
Yeah. They want me to call them every week. I couldn't believe it. Now I talk to my mom every day. I'm RFK Jr. over here.
Well, yeah, you got that throat problem because you didn't listen to your mom and put a scarf on, right? Remember that?
Yeah. This cough is 100% scarf related.
We were outside. It was minus 34. And you said, I'm not wearing a scarf just to spite my mom because she's been telling me over and over to put this scarf on.
Right. And then the cigarettes and the reefers and everything else.
Then you're scarfing all the stuff down.
Whiskey.
So the word scarf had many meanings in your life.
Well, the whiskey.
Not many of the positive. Let's go into some country music, John.
Jason, we have a great time. Once again, you're listening to ShrimpFarm.Crypto. CKW 95.9 on the FM dial.
We are going to hear something right now from Winnipeg's own Boy Golden.
Boy Golden
on Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
My love won't hit you back. My love won't.
officials have declared a mandatory evacuation for Lynn Lake and surrounding areas due to wildfire. Burge and Zed Lake will close as of 12 o'clock, June 27. All individuals are required to evacuate. The city of Brandon has been selected as the host location. A reception center is located at the Victoria Inn, 3550 Victoria Avenue. Residents must leave by 4 p.m. June 27, 2026. Evacuees are encouraged to stay with family and friends. Residents staying with family or friends should email info@linlake.car, call 204-356-2418 to register. Follow all directions from local authorities. Listen for updates. Check the Town of Lynn Lake website and Facebook for up-to-date information.
Years of my life, you always wanted more. And I turned coal into diamonds, you always wanted more. There's a limit to what I can do. There's a limit to what I can do. I cannot make this work on my own. I need some help, I'm living alone.
Sweet Tooth, Sugar. They got a couple new ones. House of Dead Memories on tour in Europe currently. Hoping they'll tour North America. Sugar, I'd go to a Sugar show, Jason.
I would be sweet on a Sugar show, John. Before that, we heard Boy Gold and Cowboy Dreams featuring Cat Clyde.
When I hear Boy Gold, I just think, Wincredible.
Absolutely. Liam Duncan, local producer, genius, songwriter.
Speaking of local annoyances, this hockey club of ours,
Do you mean the Kildonan North Stars, John?
Absolutely not. Jets 3.0!
Those could very well be key cornerstone players of a Jets 3.0.
Yes, John, the Winnipeg Jets have once again faltered in doing, recognizing talent around the NHL.
Shitakus
Bedikus is one of the best players that the Jets, of course, they drafted him. They let him run around in the system for a long time. He found the end of the rat maze, and then what they do? They traded him off to New Orleans. He's been killing in the playoffs.
Shitakus Bedikus keeps coming back.
There's a guy named Dylan Coughlin that plays for the Vegas. Now, here's a disturbing thing I thought about last night.
Let's talk about these scouts.
Why are they allowed to call themselves Vegas? Like, you just take loss out of the fucking name?
Well, why are these scouts allowed to call themselves professional hockey scouts that work for the Winnipeg Jets?
How did they get on board? And then they're like, to everybody who calls this, when you guys come to our city, from now on, we're Vegas. It's like, you lost Vegas. Like, can you just do that? Like, I'm just going to...
You're lazy, yeah.
Like, that's like the Jets saying, we're going to be called the Pagan Jets.
Yeah. You're going to put a picture of Robert Culp on your fucking thing? Vegas?
We want you to always say that you're playing in Pig. We never want to hear the winner part. John, are you okay?
Who's in the TV show Vegas?
There was a guy named Scotch Robinson, who is Hans Christian Robinson's... No, he was a nephew of him, was he?
Bro, it's Robert Ulrich, dude.
Right.
He played Dantana.
Chris Ulrich played guitar on that Boy Golden song we just heard, Cowboy Dreams, I believe.
Very good, very
well, he's played with them. I don't know about that song. That,
the cat
that
was called Van Dantana. That might have been
Austin playing the baritone guitar, but he's played with them before. Anyway, we're back to the Ulriches, right?
Dantana. The cat's name was Dantana, the character. Like, how convenient is that?
And you know what? That was another episode of Jets
3.0. Red, white, and blue bandana. That was Olaf Dreyer, Verbena, and before that we heard Plastic Camellia.
Double shot.
Verbena is a street in Gary's Closet.
That's true. Verbena happens to be a street in Gary's Closet. We produce this show in our old neighborhood. We call it Gary's Closet, Manitoba. It is a suburb in the northwest of Winnipeg. We're not going to reveal the name just for our personal safety and protection.
But if you put together the anachronism that
makes
sense.
You might figure it out. When you cross those chicken gates on McPhillips, once you cross those chicken gates, on one side you got a KFC and right on the other side you got a chicken delay. If you roll through the chicken gates, you're in the closet.
You get a bucket of each and then you find the fish market. And if you do that, you'll get a secret prize you'll find under a golden rainbow, John.
Incredible. Gary's Closet, Manitoba, where we produce this show. Verbena is a street in Gary's Closet. And that was Verbena.
That's a clue. We're not going to talk any more about the secret headquarters of the show.
We're not going to give any more secrets away. Not tonight.
What we're going to do is we're going to bid you adieu and thank you so much graciously for listening to our nonsense, our Shrimp wonderment, farm. Our information, our egos,
CKW,
our
95.9 FM.
Our souls. Our inner child.
Next week, we will see you. But you're going to hear us right here on Shrimp Farm. The Crypto.
Goes to the bathroom, and when a conga line comes out, tells his friends rich people must use the bathroom in groups. This Cookie Monster sweater-wearing hottie is throwing flirty eyes. Mike steps up to take his shot and blows on her hair. Jesus Christ, Mike. He stammers through some weak game, but she says he's cute because she's nice and also high on drugs. Rhonda asks Mike if he wants to go to the bathroom with her. He says no because he's dense, and she apologizes because he probably thinks she's just after his stash. She says it's her treat and pulls out a cute little cocaine keychain. Amazing. She asks if Mike is cool. Mike says yes, but it's clear as day that shit's a lie. Rhonda says it's their turn, and Mike covers by saying he can't go to the bathroom because he has to go to the bathroom. Smooth. Mike bumps into Lana and warns her, there's cocaine at this party. She says, yeah, I hope so, because it's Friday goddamn night in 1987. Officer Seaver alerts his friends. Fellas, there's snow on these here mountains, and points to the funnest bathroom in a 50-mile radius. He tells his friends they're not interested in coke, and they kind of agree, but say they are interested in girls like Lana. Mike says Lana does Rick James nose aerobics, and he thought she was cool. Eddie tells Mike to slow down, because lots of cool people also use cocaine. And when Mike says that stuff kills, Eddie very accurately says it will not hurt them to use it once with these college babes. Mike can't believe what he's hearing, because all it takes is one time doing blow with hot girls at a party to ruin your life forever. Ooh. Also, a B story about watching movies at home. Who the fuck cares? Back to the coke party. This coke party rules the coolest, but it's wasted on these losers who are posted in the corner discussing whether or not they should do free drugs. Boner suggests it's fine if they do coke as long as they're home by 10, which is a good plan on paper, but admittedly has a few holes in it. Christy goddamn Swanson comes down the stairs laughing her coked out nipples off because her parents would be so upset if they found out about this party because it's their coke. Marriage material. Mike's about to scold her for being an angel sent from heaven when Eddie steps in to introduce himself and Boner. The polite thing to do at parties, you dingus. Rhonda suggests they all do drugs together. Jackpot. And Lana runs over saying the hot tub is perfect and it will be even more perfect after they all get yacked out of their skulls. The hot college girls with rhyming names are beckoning these dork to come do their bathroom drugs. Dream scenario. But Mike has his arms folded like a nut. He says he's not in the mood. They ask what gives. Mike says he's never done coke. They say they'll be gentle because their hospitality knows no bounds. But Mike pouts. I don't want to do